It feels like the first eight games of last year right now with how we're playing, because we're not playing well at all, and we know that we can play a lot better than where we're at right now. So that's something we're just going to continue to fight, fix the problems, you know, we'll make some changes if we have to, and get better, because we know that we're going to be a lot better. We're going to play a lot better than we are right now.
Chris also mentioned earlier this week that in watching the film, he'll see 10 out of 11 guys doing it right. But if 10 out of 11 guys are doing it right, how is this defense having some of the issues that it's having?
10 out of 11 isn't enough. We need all guys to trust each other and to be doing their job and having the whole defense work properly. Because if one guy isn't, the quarterbacks in this league are good enough to find the open receiver, you know, the guy that we missed. The running backs can find the hole that the guy's not in. The other athlete, everybody's too good. Everybody's too good to make mistakes like that. So all 11 guys need to be on their job.
Do you feel like guys are playing out of position to compensate for maybe youth or inexperience?
I know guys are just really excited. They want to play well and they want to make plays. And they want to do everything that they can to help the team. And so if you take a shot to make a big play because you know you need something to spark the defense, I mean, our hearts are in the right place. But we have to realize that when things start to go poorly, we need to focus on our fundamentals, read our keys, do our job and play ball, and not worry about everything else.
Antonio Gates, when you see him line up, does your attention naturally go there? I mean, it would seem like it should.
I mean, we're going to have great awareness where he's at on the field at all times. He's a Hall of Fame tight end, and he's a favorite target of the quarterback. So we're going to have to be very aware where he is and tighten up our zone coverage when he comes through it.
You have communication issues you have to overcome in practice this week with new guys who will be in the starting lineup?
That's one thing we're definitely going to have to work on. We're going to make sure that that's really sharp throughout the entire week, because if we have new guys in, we want to make sure that we're all up to speed and that all 11 guys, you know, are communicating properly.
You guys avoid frustration setting in when things aren't going well.
We just need to continue to focus on our job, you know, take each day at a time and realize, hey, we have to take full advantage of this day, do everything that we can to get better, and then prepare for tomorrow and not let, you know, frustration or anxiety, you know, start to creep into our mind. We got to try to stay positive and realize we have a task at hand and do everything we can to do it.
So what does success on the West Coast look like for this team this week?
I mean, well, obviously we want to play to the best of our abilities, you know, play to the best of our abilities, see great improvement from where we've been earlier in this year.